Boom! Toasty! That dude right there just found out, boys.
That dude right there just understood that there is law and order in this universe. You might not be happy with the human-facilitated justice department and law and order system that we have completely broken in this country. No, actually, nobody's above the law. That's why Blonald Bluff is being arrested. The Department of Justice, Joe Biden, didn't find him guilty. It was the jury of his peers. Fuck you, moron, you stupid idiot. Stupid. Go build more statues to a fentanyl head, you fucker. You're watching Donald Trump be arrested for paying back a loan. Get out of here. Right? What about George Bush? He tortured people. No? You don't care about that? That's fucking weird. Oh, wait. No, you're just commie scumbag pieces of shit. But the universe itself, it's got its own system of law and order, and it will fuck you up sometimes. Holy balls, this man tried to murder his ex-girlfriend and her kids. He said, I'm going to go set their house on fire. He called them up. He said, boo, 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 boo. Let's get back together. And he goes, no. And he goes, are you at home with the kids? And she goes, yeah, I'm at home with the kids. You stay away from us, you fucker. You voted for Joe Biden. And then he was like, okay, she's at home with the kids. I'm going to go kill them. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. And then when he gets down there and he dumps, I don't know, probably gasoline all over this chick's house. He lights himself on fire like the human fucking torch, boys. And then he runs out like Antifa Happy Feet. That's the best. Ow! Look at, holy shit, it like blew up. I hope you, is that your car? Is that your vehicle? Did you fucking blow your own vehicle up too, you son of a bitch? Now try and get insurance from Aflac. There you go. So, that's hilarious. That's so good. That's the, I've seen some walks of shame before in my life, lads. That's the most painful. Some walks of shames, they're emotionally painful. Well, I would hope that all walks of shames are at least emotionally painful. You should have some fucking shame. Anyhow, but that one's painful. Ow, 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 ooh, ow, ow, ooh, ow, 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 ow. I can't believe this happened to me. You can't believe this happened to you. You poured gasoline all over that chick's house. You tried to murder a woman and her children. Fuck you. I mean, holy shit, fuck you. The finger of God came down. It blew this son of a bitch up. Look at that. Look at this. There's a whole explosion right there, lads. That's delicious. Boom! Ow! I need the lamentations. Ow! 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 This gender fluid fire burns! Ree! Ree! Even the dogs are laughing at him. The dog's like, fuck you! Hope it hurts! Holy shit, I speak dog essays. But there you go. Sometimes when you're down and you want to go to a place where everybody knows your name and laugh at memes and videos of dumb fuckers finding out that the universe bends towards good. Who did this, by the way? Let's give this person some credit, obviously. Colin Rugg. Man finds out after trying to set his ex's house on fire while she was inside of the house. 46-year-old Artimo Sanchez Ortega. Artimo Sanchez Ortega. Are you here legally?
Nobody, no human is illegal. No borders above the USA at all.
Okay, yeah, but let's say that this dude's possibly not here legally. He might have just tried to murder a woman and her kids. So, should we call ICE? Oh my God, don't call ICE. He's going to need a lot of ICE. Ray! All right, so he sets himself on fire in New Mexico while trying to get back at his ex. How'd that work out? Sanchez Ortega, seen on surveillance video, trying to run away while on fire. That's the thumbnail. He fled the scene in his truck. Ah, damn. I was hoping that he blew up, so he blew up somebody else's vehicle. No, hopefully he got shrapnel on his dick. Police are still looking for him. All right, well, thank God it's not a black dude. Could you imagine if it was a black dude that tried to do this? They'd be like, well, listen, a human tried to blow up their ex-girlfriend's house with kids inside of it. Yeah, okay, got any descriptors? He's got eyebrows. He's got eyebrows. Other than Nancy Pelosi, doesn't everybody have eyebrows? Huh?
Got anything else? He's got at least one ear. What the fuck? We looking for Van Gogh? No, what the fuck is going on? Is he blacked out? Blacked out? White dude? He's definitely blacked. So it's a white Hispanic. They can give out the name. They can give out everything. Where he's wearing a red shirt. Well, slightly singed red shirt. Fucking hell. But there you have it. Essays. Man tries to set his girlfriend on fire and finds out that God's like, nah, not today. Not today. Delicious. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support the channel. We kept up to date on some of these universe wins. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.